How often have I desired to gather your children together as a mother hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. I wanted to wear my green scarf over my vestments this morning, but I didn't think that would be liturgically correct, so I decided not to do it. But this being St. Patrick's Day, and me being of Irish descent, I didn't think I could really preach a sermon and not think of it from a Celtic Christian perspective, a perspective that owes so much to St. Patrick. One of the things that Celtic Christian thought does is to use images of nature and animals, of everyday living, as pathways to God and God's presence in the world. For Celtic Christians, everything can be a doorway to God. In Celtic Christian thought, the veil between heaven and earth is very thin, and all life is one. The image in our gospel today, the image of God as a mother hen who so desperately wants to gather her beloved chicks under her wings as she sees that dreaded fox approaching. It's a perfect image to help us understand the life that God wants for all of us. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a mother hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing. Indeed, we could look at the whole biblical narrative as a story of God's constant call to God's people to live under God's wings, and the people's just as constant insistence that they can go it alone, that they can stay outside, scattered and scurrying around, making it on their own. In the immortal words of Dr. Phil, God could rightly ask, "So how's that working for you?" And of course, over and over in the Bible, we see that it doesn't work out very well. And for a time, the people will come back and allow themselves to be gathered in, only to be tempted by the deceit of the fox, to venture out again and get swallowed up by their own greed, conceit, and the lie of self-sufficiency. To allow ourselves to be gathered under the wings of our mother hen requires that we surrender, that we give up the notion that we are self-made and self-sufficient beings who can make it on our own, with a brief nod to God here and there as we scurry about doing our own thing. It means seeing the fox for what he is in his deceit and lies, when he tries to tell us that only through the exhausting, endless pursuit of things, the craving for a new car, a bigger house, a fatter paycheck, that will only there will we find life worth living. It means no longer allowing the fox to pull us around as if we were on his leash. Surrender to our mother hen means freedom from the fox's lies. The fox tells us that we can achieve everything we want if we just buy into his vision of the world, that white privilege isn't real and we don't need to repent and change systems that continue to oppress and enslave, that we should fear those who look different than us, pray differently from us, speak a different language, have a different skin color, culture, or sexual orientation, and not only should we fear them, we should include them, exclude them, and even kill them. That it doesn't matter how big a carbon footprint I leave, because after all, the world's mine, and I can use it as I choose. That my little acts of charity and compassion don't really matter much in the big picture, so why bother? That my prosperity is a sign of God's blessing, and so the poor just aren't favored like I am, so they need not be my concern. That if I try harder, work harder, pray harder, then life would turn out just as I desire. And if it doesn't, well, then I did something wrong. To be gathered under God's motherly wings is to say no to the fox. It is the very heart of freedom. To allow ourselves to be gathered under Christ is to fully give ourselves over to Him and to His cross. Now, this is not an easy thing to do. And so each year we are given this season of Lent to pause and look at our lives, to ask ourselves the hard questions, and to see if we are truly gathered under Christ, surrounded by Christ, or where in our daily life we are still choosing to scurry and scatter, trying to make it on our own. We are called this Lent to allow ourselves to be more fully gathered into Christ, as is our baptismal covenant. We have put on Christ. We have died with Christ. We are clothed in Christ. We are a new creation. By our baptism, we are already gathered under our Mother God's wings, and each day we are called to choose to remain there or scurry around on our own. The journey of Lent is a journey of letting go and putting away the scurrying around to be gathered into Christ more fully so that we can live more deeply as His disciple. Part of our journey this Lent is to consider what it means to live under a rule of life that guides our whole being in this world, a rule of life that helps us stay gathered in Christ and resist the lure of the fox. Some chafe at the idea of a rule, fearing that living under a rule will be constraining, that it will keep us from living fully. So the fox would have us believe. But just the opposite is true. Paradoxically, the more we live under the wings of Christ, the more we conform ourselves to Christ and surrender ourselves to His way, the more freedom we experience. St. Benedict, who early on established a rule of life for his monks to follow, said that a rule is not something that constricts a person. Rather, it's more like a trellis, a framework on which life can grow. While the branch of a plant climbing a trellis cannot go just any old direction, you cannot know in advance just how it will grow. The trellis actually enhances the plant's freedom to grow into the beautiful life it was meant to have. The Celtic Christians, St. Patrick and many others, know this. They know that being gathered under God's motherly wings can give them a vision and a way of seeing the world that is liberating and life-giving. They know that being gathered under Christ, surrendering their egos and desires to scurry around and scatter off on their own, enables them to see God in all things, in all creatures, in all people, and in themselves. St. Patrick is remembered for his valiant and strong resistance to the temporal powers of his time. Now, there's lots of legends and lores about his life, and our skeptical modern minds may scoff at the absurdity of many of them, but whether Patrick really did drive the snakes out of Ireland or not, what is true is that Patrick saw the snakes and the foxes for the cunning liars and deceivers that they were, and he could stand firm against them because he was totally gathered under the mother hen's wings and surrounded by God's presence. And so we should not think that allowing ourselves to be gathered under our mother hen's wings means living in safety. It may not be such a comfortable place. In fact, let me assure you, it is not. Because when we recognize that we are in Christ, that Christ is within us and all around us, and we have fully surrendered to that presence, then we do indeed put on Christ. Then we do indeed see the world as God sees it, love the world as God loves it, and then we can stand firm against the deceit and cunning of the foxes who would devour us with their lies. And then we can become like our mother hen, and we can become a mother hen for others. And what is it that a mother hen does? A mother hen puts herself in between the fox and her chicks. The mother hen lays down her life to save her chicks. We are called to do no less. This Lent, may we surrender to God and develop a rule of life that will enable us to pray the prayer attributed to St. Patrick, and which so beautifully sums up our lives when they are lived fully under the shelter of our mother hen. I'll read you just a portion of it as it has been popularized in a song called The Deer's Cry. I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of sun, radiance of moon, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of wind, depth of the sea, stability of earth, firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's eye to look before me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me from all who shall wish me ill, afar and near, alone and in a multitude, against every cruel, merciless power that may oppose my body and soul. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, and Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ to shield me, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me. I arise today. Amen.